Thanksgiving means giving thanks, of course, and it also means food and football. There are plenty of games today, pro and college. The college games kicking off a huge weekend of rivalry games, which could have a big impact on the national championship picture. Right now, the top four teams in the country are Florida State at number one, followed by Alabama, Oregon, and Mississippi State. And this year, for the first time in big-time college football, there's a real playoff to decide the national champion. We want to check in on this and other questions that swirl around college football with our college football guy. John Bacon is the author of Fourth and Long, The Fight for the Soul of College Football. He joins us for Michigan Radio. John, welcome back and happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, Robin, and to you.
Well, and as we mentioned, many people will be giving thanks, helping those in need, and also maybe sitting down to watch a college football game. What are some of the big games?
The big games, a lot of big games this Saturday. Alabama-Auburn, as you said, they play for the Iron Bowl. That one goes way back. Florida-Florida State. Mississippi-Mississippi State actually matters this year outside of Mississippi. That has not happened in a long time. And in this backyard, we like to think the Michigan-Ohio State game still matters, but no one seems to care about it but us.
Well, but that's the part, that's really the beauty of it, that it's the people who care passionately about their teams beyond whoever might go forward. And this is the first year for an official college football playoff. Remind us how that's differing from the past.
Sure. From 1998 to 2000, to last year, what they would do with the polls and the computers and so on would pick two teams to play one game to determine the national champion. They tried to get away from that this year to add a bigger committee, more computers, more polls. And now you're going to pick four teams, not two teams, Robin, to play a three-game series, basically. So instead of the third team, getting screwed, the fifth team will get screwed. That's really the only difference.
Well, I was going to ask, is there any more real agreement on who the top teams are under the new system than under the old?
Well, we're about to find out, and probably this weekend, actually. That will certainly set up a lot of debates. But honestly, in the NCAA basketball tournament, they could not pick 64 teams. They went to 65 teams, now 68 teams. So if they can't figure that out with that many picks, don't count on the controversy stopping at four in this case.
Yeah, and remind us what really is at the heart of this. It's money.
Yes, imagine that, Robin. What happened, of course, is the NCAA did not get any money at all from the previous bowl system. The bowls got that money. So they, of course, are making billions of dollars off of, and that's billion with a B, billions of dollars off of March Madness. They wanted a chunk of the football action, and now they've got a big chunk, $574 million for the TV rights for these three games alone.
Yeah. Well, and there still are the 39 bowl games, and we've talked to you about bowl games before. Remind us, who does make the money off those games?
They want you to think, Robin, as we've discussed before, of course, that the players love going, the schools make a lot of money, and everyone's happy. Unfortunately, none of that is true. The players almost never want to go to the games other than the top four or five bowl games. And as you say, there are 39 bowl games. How does Detroit sound to you in December or Shreveport, Louisiana? Pick one of those. The schools, by the way, shell out tons of money to buy tickets they don't need or want. The coaches get great bonuses. The ADs get great bonuses. And the bowl organizers make a lot of money. ESPN makes a lot of money. The players, the schools, not surprisingly, get very little out of this deal.
Well, while we're on the sort of darker side of college sports, how much have the national conversations about injuries and pro football in particular trickled down? We spoke with Steve Allman earlier this fall. His book is Against Football, a manifesto about all he believes is wrong with the sport. He talks mainly about pro football. It does mention college ball, but your book, as we said, is subtitled The Fight for the Soul of College Football. What's the state of college football?
Shaky. It is, on the one hand, making a ton of money, and this year they'll make more money than ever before, again, thanks largely to the three-game playoff. And they've stretched the season out. They had 12 games now. It used to stop right before Thanksgiving. Now it stops after Thanksgiving. So the money is coming in for sure, and yet I think it's never been more fragile at the same time for a few reasons. One, very few athletic departments actually make money. Second thing you mentioned is the injury factor. At Michigan alone this year, the issue over Shane Morris getting what they called a probable mild concussion during the Minnesota game created a week-long TV series, basically, on ESPN and MSNBC. I was on Al Jazeera talking about this. Al Jazeera does not normally talk about college football. And, Robin, you'll love this. I was on after discussions of ISIS, Syria, and Ebola. That's not where college football really wants to be right now.
Well, and to remind people, this was a player who had a concussion and was kept in the game. And the coach said, well, he wanted to play. And that's not how it's supposed to be.
It's not the right answer, Robin, yeah. Exactly.
Well, but what should we look for? If for those who still love the thrill of the, you know, the one-handed catch or the incredible return, what game should we be watching for what the sport is supposed to be about, this high athleticism?
If you want the high athleticism, watch Auburn, Alabama. Watch Florida, Florida State. If you want to see the pure passion, tune in to Army, Navy. As John Feinstein, who's been on your show, of course, before, as he said, that if you go to Michigan, Ohio State, or Alabama and Auburn, the hardest part of your day is practice. If you go to Army or Navy, it's the easiest part of your day. And the passion those guys bring to this is fantastic. If you're really lucky, go to your local high school playoffs. Those guys are still playing for nothing. And their coaches aren't millionaires either, so that's still fun to watch. But what college football really boils down to is regional rivalries that go back a century, and those are all on stage this weekend.
Well, and just the stage that you happen to be on right now, you're in Ann Arbor. As you said, maybe nobody's as interested in the Michigan-Ohio State game. Michigan Wolverines may be having a tough season.
Very tough season, and almost certainly the head coach, Brady Hoke, a very nice guy, is going to be fired shortly after this game. Not much joy in Arborville these days.
Well, John Bacon, you just made Brady Hoke's weekend more miserable than it probably was going to be.
I can assure you, Robin, he's got bigger problems than John Bacon. So.
Well, but and despite that, despite the tough season for these teams, people will go and they'll have a great time.
They will go. They will have a great time. And again, these rivalries, what's different about the college ranks versus the pro ranks is if a pro team is down, no one really cares. In a college rivalry, the people involved still care very much. What has also changed, unfortunately, back to your money thesis, which I agree with, that these games used to be the Saturday before Thanksgiving when the students were still in town. Now, for more money, TV rights, and so on, it is the Saturday all these games, the rivalry games, are the Saturday after Thanksgiving when the students are gone. So, once again, the Suits have beaten the students on their own game.
That's John Bacon, our college football analyst. His latest book is Fourth and Long, The Fight for the Soul of College Football. John, thanks as always.
Robin, always a pleasure.
A little bit of everything on our plate today as we hopefully keep you company on this Thanksgiving. More to come, here and now.